Good morning, everyone. This is Sal Selly. Hope you all are doing great. It's 6:03 a.m. on Tuesday, and it is June 27th. Today, I want to speak about a very important topic, and that is, how do you move forward while agreeing to disagree? Now, what do I mean by that? Let me unravel that statement a little. There are going to be times in your personal life and your professional life where you do not agree with the stand the other person is taking. And you still need to move forward while agreeing to disagree with the person. Why is it important to move forward? Because you're going to continue to interact with that person, you're going to continue to work with that person, and you're going to continue to engage with that person over a period of time. So it's important for you to create and maintain a working relationship with that person, even though you disagree with their particular stance and their viewpoint. So it's important that you learn to move forward while agreeing to disagree. What are the steps in doing this? Well, the first step is to listen. Listen to the other person, their viewpoint, their stance on the subject, without judgment, without trying to interrupt them, and without trying to force your viewpoint or your perspective on them. So the first step is to just listen. Sometimes we don't do that, and we're so consumed with our own thoughts and our own opinions that we are hearing the person, but we are not actually listening. So please do yourself a favor and do your other person a favor and just actively listen. When you do that, you start to learn where the other person is coming from, what their values and beliefs and attitudes and mindset and perspective is that is shaping their feelings and emotions and behaviors and actions. The first step is to listen, and then as you do that, you start to learn where the other person is coming from. Now, all this time, the focus is on the other person. Keep your opinions and your viewpoint and your perspective and your attitudes and your values and your belief statements in the background for a moment. We'll come to that later. So, once you've listened, the third step is to acknowledge. Acknowledge the way they're feeling and try to walk in their shoes for a few minutes. What they are going through and where they have come from and the environment in which they have grown and developed as a person may be completely foreign and unknown to you. But the environment shapes your behaviors and your feelings and your thoughts. So acknowledge where they're coming from. So those are the three steps that we've talked about so far. Listen, learn, and acknowledge. The fourth step is to, with empathy and with love and with compassion and with grace, state your position. Now here is where you can talk about your viewpoint, your perspective, and your feelings. And it's okay to have a different opinion, but you don't have to throw it in the other person's face. You don't have to be ugly about it. You need to make sure that you communicate your different position in a calm manner, without emotion, and just state the facts. Now, this is easier said than done, because it's a charged atmosphere. You're passionate about your viewpoint. The other person is passionate about their viewpoint. But you have to state your case in as factual and as unemotional and calm manner as possible. And then the fifth step is to agree to move forward while disagreeing on the perspective and the position. Now, here it's important to focus on the future and not to attack the individual concerned. You may disagree with their position, and that's okay. You state it in a cool and calm and composed manner. You're not attacking the individual person, because when you attack, the other person is going to defend and counterattack, and that gets into a vicious cycle of blame, and it goes nowhere. You don't want it to go nowhere. You want it to go somewhere, and more importantly, you want it to move forward in an amiable and amicable manner so that you can continue to work with that person moving forward. So please try this approach. It may not always work, but it is going to get each of you at a better outcome than if you did not follow this approach. Most people will flare up, they will argue, they will scream and shout, and it will become a huge issue, and each of you will feel worse off, and the relationship will be severed, and you will not move forward. That is the typical response to a disagreement. What I am suggesting is the alternative, which, though difficult to implement, is so worth it. The goal is to move forward while agreeing to disagree. Key things to remember: you are agreeing to disagree and you are moving forward. And the ways to do that, and the steps and the construct to utilize to guide you in that whole process, is as follows: listen, learn, acknowledge, state your case, and move forward. Those are the five steps. I hope you found this podcast helpful. Try it out and let me know what you think. This is Sal. Sally, thanks for listening. Have an awesome day. Bye.